And earth proclaim kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. There's just something about that name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet just for a moment. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray first that every spirit of whatever's holding people would be broken at this time. I pray that God will have his way in this place today, that the anointing would flow like a river. We need it. We got to have the anointing of God. We have to have God. We have to have it. And so, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name right now that every spirit of everything, whatever it is, be broken in Jesus' name right now in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Loose the people to praise. Loose the people to pray. Loose the people. Loose them, loose us, loose all of us, God, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Been in this thing a long time. Hallelujah. And I'm very acquainted with the anointing. Praise the Lord. I know what it is and when it ain't. I know. And I just want to thank the Lord today, you know, for you all. You know, people are tired. So much going on, all this stuff that's going on in the world, it catches hold of people. It catches hold of people. I'm asking that you be free. Free to praise God. Get your mind off all that stuff. Be free. God wants you to come in this place and have freedom. Wherever you are, have freedom. But especially when you're together. Some about people being together. I want to thank sister. It's hard to pull when people, when a spirit, you know, it's hard. I know it. It's hard. So you all pray for sister because she really loves God and she really, you know, get up here and try to, you know, anybody else getting up here. She really loves the Lord and she really want to, you know, do the right thing and she really, and her husband back there, he working with her, you know. I guess she tell him, now, Dave, we're going to sing this and that. So he kind of helped things in order back there. Praise. I just want to thank the Lord. To get the Lord a big clap off her. I want to sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what sin we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Isn't that beautiful? All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You got another verse? Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take Get to the Lord in prayer. Number the next verse. Are we weak and heavy laden? Covered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Do thy friends prize forsake thee? Oh, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there. Oh, that's a beautiful old song. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord. He's here. Praise the Lord. Whatever you need, take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for the Spirit that's rising. You know, the Lord said, well, two or three, he's in our midst. And I just simply believe what the Word says. He said he's in our midst, and I pray, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, will accept him in and just believe it. Hallelujah. Come to the house of God. Come expecting. Praise the Lord. Come to give your offerings. Come and give to God and expect something back. Amen, because he's your Father. Hallelujah. I say he's your Father and your Maker and your Creator. I thank the Lord for that. That's what I said, Lord, you made me. You know all about me. You know my heart. You know when people don't understand me, you know he's a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, there are people here today like Sister. She goes through. Sister come in singing. Sister Gerda, she comes in singing. But sometimes we hear alone, she speaks her heart. And you never know what people are going through, beloved. So always be, you know, because you don't know what people go through. They may come in and smile and this kind of thing, but they go through. They just got that smile. And you're supposed to be smiling. You're supposed to smile. You're supposed to smile all the time. But that don't mean that you're smiling inside. Amen. So we hope that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, because he knows everything, that he will look in the hearts of man today. That is my prayer daily. And he will see the needs of this people, and he will meet your every need. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Christopher, turn around and hug Sister Gerda. Tell us everything going to be all right. Amen. Thank you. You hug Leslie. Tell her everything going to be all right. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else feel like hugging anybody else? Women to women now and men to men. Be careful about that stuff. Sometimes, as Sister Gerda say, when she come in, she say, I just need a hug. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you feel good now? Don't you feel the Holy Spirit? He loves love, and he loves to see us loving each other and hugging on each other. He loves that. Do you feel it? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Some people being such, you just don't be knowing. I said, you just don't know. Hallelujah. This time we're going to take the offering, and you keep prayerful as you give to God. I'm doing this because of Bridget, because it looks like she... And she got the baby back there, so she going to be. And while they taking off and when they're through, we want to pray for Eddie. We want to have our minds on our prayer. My brother-in-law, Eddie. You know, people need the Lord. Need the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. People need the Lord. People really need the Lord. people need the Lord. We was at a service Friday night over in Sparta. About four or five of us went out there to be with the saints out there, and they was having a men's conference. And it was a man, so happened the brother that was there preaching it last night was from Ferguson. And he was from some. He was one of the ministers that were helping to get the people together. And he's trying to, what I see now in the land is the men are waking up and they're trying to get back in their places. And the brother was saying that he had talked to a lot of the young men out in Ferguson and said they all said the same thing. We don't know what else to do. You know, we don't realize when we raise our children, they're gonna get what you got. You know, and it's just, we need to get back to raising our kids. Hello. You know, I know we got a lot to do, and I ain't got no kids, thank God. Oof. But we need to get back to raising our children. We need to get back to it, the men. The man really, and he made me think back, you know, of when I was a younger girl, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the kids come up in single homes. We got a job to do. There's much land yet to be conquered. And when he talking about going nowhere, no, I said, Lord, I got a job to do. There's much land to be conquered when he said that to me. Pray, if you understand what I'm saying, praise the Lord. It's time to get a hold to him right there, right there, right there, and right there. And put something in them. Yes. Hello? Yes. We got to do it. We got to go back. It's got to be serious. But you know, all this stuff that's going on, keep your mind just grinding. Because there's so much going on in your homes. Come on now. Until you can't, that's what's got you all, you know, we don't know what to think because we're tired. But I'm asking God to help us. Let's get back. Let's get back. But I sure thank the Lord for that man. He really brought out a lot of good points. He really preached. He really preached. And so I just really appreciate that. And so we know that something good going to happen down there because they got him down there and some other people down there too. And so look, you know, it's people of God that's waking up. Now we know what's going to happen at the end. Jesus said they ain't going to get where. We know that. But in the midst of things, the Lord promised us a revival in the midst of this stuff. When Jesus came, it was a mess. Herod was cutting up like I don't know what. Y'all read, you read, read, read. But in the midst of where they were, it was nothing but heaven on earth. When Jesus was walking, we are his people. We are his ambassadors. We are the lights of the world. We are the city set up on a hill. Oh, Lord, pray. Will you just, you young people, if y'all older, don't rise. And we're going to stand and pray for Eddie. I just like to stand up and, you know, I wish I could run up there, but we stand up is closer. We want to pray for Eddie. That's my brother-in-law. We're going to ask God for mercy for him. Anybody else that got people that need mercy, I want you to also pray for Sister Cults. Her daddy is passing away. They took the all the life support off of him, so he's in the throes of death. And I told her to call us whenever he, you know, yeah. She took care of her dad, but you know, this old man death, you just never get used to him. You know, you can say what you want to say, but it's just something about the ones, that, especially if you take, like Sister was saying, when you take care of the people, you know, when you're taking care of them and bringing them water, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard. So we're going to pray for Sister Cuts. Anybody else got somebody? I don't know nobody else. And Eddie. Isn't that awful? Yes, she said she was. Yeah, she said she's so weak. Yeah, we want to pray for her too. Oh, bless her heart. What she got? Diverticulitis, something like that? Okay. Lord, we thank you. Lord, in this hour, in the day, let the word come forth that will be a blessing to your people, that would open our hearts and minds, God, that we can understand who we are and who you are. But Lord, we pray, Lord, for Eddie today. We pray for his soul. God, in Jesus' name. I don't know what he feels, God. I don't know, but you know, you know. And I pray you go with him in Jesus' holy name. Save his soul, God. Have mercy upon him in Jesus' name. And we pray for the Cutts family. We pray for them, God. Sister Cutts, because that's her father. Praise the Lord. That's her dad. And though she knows she may see him again, but that doesn't take away the hurt. So I'm asking you to help her, Lord. Be with her. Be with her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us to hold up one another, God, and be pitiful toward one another. Love one another. Hallelujah. Ask you to help us to feel, God. Thank you, Jesus. Because in this world where so much going on, it's hard. Your feelings leave seemingly. You forget. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name. So I thank you. And I pray for the anointing, an anointing to give this word. I believe it's a timely word that you have given us. So I pray for the anointing to deliver it. I ask it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You know, you may be seated. You know, this time of the season, the things that's going on that we're so busy, it ain't nothing but a trick of the devil to keep us too busy. That is not God. I say that is not God. And I think sometimes we want too much. You know, we strive to have everything that the world says supposed to be what the American people supposed to have. And I'm afraid it's going to be when we don't have it. Wow. Wow. We're not used to going to the grocery stores and having the shelves empty. We used to going to seeing every kind of banana that is made, something we don't even know the name of. You know, and this kind of fruit and that kind of round fruit and that long one. And we don't even know the name of some of the stuff. God has been good to America. God has been good to America. Now America need to be good to God. American Christians need to come on, let's go back. And let's P-U-S-H. Push. Let's push. We're going to talk about today pushing. Getting closer to God, pushing. Pushing. Let's go to the 10th chapter of Daniel. I was trying to find, when the Lord came, I was just trying to find something to go with this here. But I love Daniel because the Lord showed me in Daniel the first verse, something I had never seen. We in this day, beloved. This is the last day. We must love each other more than we ever have. And I thought about it, you know, while you finding that, you know, you be looking for something to do. I do. And I think about my neighbors. I got neighbors, older neighbors. Fact of being, my neighborhood is full of older neighbors. I got a lady next door to me. She's a little over 80, and somebody with another lady on the other side, she's not that old. But it's a lady down the street, she old. But you know what? Older people, all they want you to do is care. Honestly, all they want you to do is care. You know, go to their house sometime and say, how do you do? Amen. I was thinking about you. Hallelujah. Go and take some of your money you buy potato chips with and buy some cards. They call I miss you cards, I'm thinking of you cards. Come on now. And send it. Get a call and call sometime. I'm going to tell you, listen, older people, they just want to be, well, people. But mostly when you get older, come on, you want somebody to care. We don't want to pretend like we care now, but we want to show up, ask God to give us some love where we can care. Amen. You know, now, Sister Gerda, she's an awful busy woman. She don't want you calling her, you know what, she got to answer the phone 20 times a day. But did you ask her where she lived? Drop her a card, thinking about you. I'm giving you some hints. Hallelujah. I know we went out to see an old lady that lived out here. We used to take care of her every now and then, you know, and I did. She's my mom, I guess. She thought I was a daughter, I reckon. But 2 weeks before she died, I think it was like 2 weeks before she died, you know, not her, but I went to see this lady. We went to see this other lady that was with Turner. She was the preacher's wife. And she was so glad. She didn't want us to go. She talked, you know, they like to talk. You know, give her ear. And she talked, and she talked. Me and Dad sit there, and we listening. Finally, she figured these people got to go. You're going to get old one day. You keep living. You're going to get old one day. And you're going to want someone to care. Tell you something else about growing old. I can tell you about that. You begin to appreciate. Now, this is why people care, because you begin to appreciate people more. And when you grow older, you begin to appreciate people more. You do. And it don't take much to appreciate. We went out there Friday night, and I goes out there and preach like once a year or more, or maybe sometimes once or twice. But this little girl, but I wasn't preaching this night. I was sitting with the people. And a little girl came up to me, and she said, "Hello, Sister Davis." And she threw her arms around me. "Hello, Sister Davis." She said, "Do you want me to get you some ice water?" Now, I'm not the preacher. I am a visitor sitting on this seat. I said, "Lord, that's what I'm saying." Now, if I would say 40, that might not have meant nothing to me. You know, I would say, no, baby, I'm not preaching. But the kindness that people show now, I pay more attention. Do I have anybody with me? All of y'all young folks, come on. The kindness that people show now, I pay more attention to it. I appreciate the kids coming and putting their arms around me and loving me. I appreciate that. And it makes me appreciate Jesus more. Come on now. You appreciate people, you appreciate the Lord more. And so I think about, like brother said, I count my blessings. My blessings have always been good to me, but I count my blessings because I know, hallelujah, it was God that brought me through. Hallelujah. And I just love him for it. I'm telling you, as you get older, you're gonna feel different than what you feel now. And this generation getting old and quiet faster. Because I'll be telling somebody, I lost my keys. Well, I lost mine too. Join me. Oh, Pastor, that don't mean I can't even remember where I put my keys. Well, I can't remember where that. Here, somebody 40. I can't even remember. I said, well, I don't feel too bad. These young folks are old as me. Shucks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turn around and tell somebody, God gonna bless me today. Shake the hand. Come on, turn around and tell somebody, God gonna bless me today. I know he bless you every day, but we're gonna get a special blessing today. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to turn to the 10th chapter of Daniel. Oh, you've been reading that? Okay. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. Now, I just seen that this morning. A thing that was revealed to him, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. God had given him a vision. Now, in this other chapter I read, but it wasn't that vision, because this was not the same king. He was under King Cyrus, the king of Persia, in this chapter. Other chapters, it was Darius. And so, Lord, but Daniel said, you know, something was revealed to me, but it was a long time in coming. It didn't come. You know, I'm waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on the Lord for this thing that God has revealed to me. God has revealed to you something, and you're waiting on him. But you got to push. And Daniel pushed. Daniel was patient. He waited on, that's P. He was patient. I love doing this kind of thing. I love the brother doing this. He was patient. He waited upon the Lord to get this thing that the Lord had told him about. Listen, God done gave you something that he'd have told you. Come on here. If you just listen at the word, God done gave you something. When God told us, I'm going to save your family, I'm going to save your household, that's something. You waiting on this thing. How to get it done. But then sometimes you got to push in. Got to pull in. Got to pull in. So I'm looking at Daniel. I'm looking at Daniel. I'm looking at him. And he said, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning. I want to know what the thing is. I know what God had told me about some things, but this is something I got to know. And so I want to know what the thing is. He says, so in those days, Daniel was mourning 3 weeks. He decided, I don't know why, but he decided I'm going to mourn 3 weeks. But he just, listen, you got to pray you until as something happens. You got to push. You got to pray until something happens. Say that. Pray until something happens. Don't just pray a prayer and just, no. Don't let nobody tell you, girl, don't let nobody tell you that. You hold on to God until you get what you want. And when he get ready to give you what you want, he going to move it in your heart where you ain't got to pray no more. You want to know in your heart, I have got enough prayer in that account, you know, so I can go catch it when I get ready. I got enough up in that account. You got to pray until your account get where, like it's your account at the bank. Do you ever get enough money? No. You constantly going trying to put a $10, $20. You should be. But you pray until something happens. He said, I ate no pleasant bread. I'm serious. Now, I'm working every day, and I can't go to work, you know, with nothing. Because if I get in here and I'm looking bad, too bad, the king will cut their head off or whatever. And so he said, I'm going to eat, but I'm going to have nothing pleasant. I'm not going to eat any pleasant bread. Oh, children of God, hallelujah, we go on a fast and everybody get, oh, I don't want to stop eating my sugar. I don't want to stop drinking my soda. I said, Lord, help us. Help us to realize that these things are keeping us from you. And so the Bible says he ate no pleasant bread. Neither did any wine come in his mouth, because they did a lot of that when they drank, when they had their dinners and stuff. Neither did I anoint myself. He said, for 3 whole weeks, I didn't do anything but seek the Lord. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, there's something with that, as I was by the side of this river, which is the Hiddekel, I lifted up my eyes, and then when he lifted up his eyes, he saw somebody there. He saw his answer coming. I'm going to tell you, it's no way you're going to pray and ask God for something and he don't answer you. You just got to stay there long enough. Hello. You can't just pray, I'm just going to pray. Look, I prayed. You know what? You got to pray till you get serious about your prayer. You got to pray until something rolls up in your heart. Well, you know. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. If you want something from God, that's all you got to do is put it on the thing, put it down. And say before and pray. I say pray. Be patient and be unmovable. I mean be unmovable. I'm not going to do nothing until he say. He going to tell me what to do. But you know, then we get into that self thing. You know, self think they so strong. Self say, now, you know, God is, you know, I know God is real. You know, they knew God was real. You know, they knew it. Abraham knew it. Sarah knew it. They knew God was real. But we just get into the place where we just think we got to give God just a little bit of help. Just a little bit. I ain't going to do much, just a little bit. And then we go to find out what we thought God done said. Well, that gets me. When Sarah, you know, and Abraham, when he told them they were going to have children, he was going to, you know what, that he was going to, you know, his seeds would be like the sun and this kind of thing. She wondered, I'm too old for this. Couldn't be me. Now, I know God said it. Now, they don't left God figuring out what he meant when he said. Oh, don't we do it? Now, this is what he meant. He meant for Abraham to go into my maiden. I'm too old. This is what he meant. I know she ain't thought about what he said. He meant that Hagar was supposed to have a baby by Abraham. So she went and she told him, said, now look, I'm too old. You know, she said, so it must be God meant this. Now this is what he meant. Oh boy. He meant for you to go into my handmaid, Hagar. Because you didn't hear no objection from Abraham. But he meant that. That's what he meant. And so he just kind of, you know, now look at the mess over there. That's Ishbel and Isaac over there fighting over there. That's who's over there. Did y'all know that? That's them two sons over there. This is our land. This is Abraham. Abraham, our father. You know, and they over there cutting up over there. Ain't care what the Bible say, but they over there cutting up because we missed it. Children of God, you can get in all kind of trouble trying to tell God what he meant, what he said. You know, you're going to try to explain what he's saying. You know, you must have meant this, God. You must have meant it this way. Praise the Lord. No, he means just what he said. I find if you keep his word, just what he said, he would do that. And so after he saw this vision, hallelujah, he heard the voice of this, and his body was, let's read it. Then I lifted up my eyes, number 5, and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins was girded with the fine gold of Ephah. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like a color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. So he saw a man from heaven. And I, Daniel, was alone. I saw the vision. And the men that was with me, they didn't see nothing. But a great quaking fell upon him, so that they fled to hide themselves. They didn't see anything, but they felt the presence. Because there was a great presence when anything from heaven comes. There's a great presence. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the words of the, I heard the voice of the words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me up on my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Wow. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand up. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken his words unto me, I stood there trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you begin to set your heart. From the first day you set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, thy words were heard. From the very first day you got down on your knees. From the very first day, beloved, that you begin to seek the Lord for what you want from God. From the very first day, hallelujah, if you hang in there, if you push, I'm going to tell you, from the very first day he heard you. And then he said, and I'm come for your words. Ain't that beautiful? I'm come for what you said, what you want. I'm going to give you what you want. I've come for. We're living in a day and our children of God. We just got to hold on to God. Hallelujah. Can't nothing. Look, turn to, and we got to be you unmovable. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15:58. We got to be unmovable. We got to be steadfast and unmovable. Unmovable. If somebody, hell, if you get that, you read it for me. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Hallelujah. Most people know that by memory because we had those and things. Yes. Yes. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Go ahead. Yes. Your neighbor ain't in vain in the Lord. You're not going to pray in vain. I've got something on the altar, you say. I've got something I've been praying for. It looks like God ain't moving nowhere. But yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yeah, I say yes, he is. He's moving. If you set your heart, hallelujah, to pray for what you got and what you want from God. I don't care how it look. I don't care if that book will keep cutting up. I don't care. He gonna move if you will stay put. Now, anybody, this message should really be to women, because women know what it is to push. And I don't mean that. Now, don't be going into the gutter. But they know, because they had children. They know what it is to push. And when you there, almost try to bring that baby into the world, they say, push, push, and it ain't easy. I want to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy for you to push in the world either. It's not easy for you to get what you want. The devil is not going to sit back there and let you. But I'm telling you, women, that's why women, I think of, you know what I'm saying, because they understand push. They understand what that means. They push babies into the world. They were there, hallelujah, at the land. Most of us, we call, you know, when you get something from God, you're pregnant. Well, a man don't know nothing about that. He don't know nothing about being pregnant. But we know about being pregnant. You know how you feel. Yeah. A man know how he feels. He have maybe the same feeling through the time of carrying this thing. But when it comes to the end, hallelujah, it take a spiritual something in. Because you don't know nothing about pushing no baby into the world. But we as women, we know what it means to push. When the doctors say push, and with all our might we push. And right now, children of God, you got to give it everything you got. I want to tell you, hallelujah, as a woman who have pushed 10 times to get babies into the world, you got to put everything you got in it. You have to. You can't la-la-la now. It's no la-la-la time now. I know it. My flesh feel it. My heart feel it. Everything in me feels it. Everything. I want to hold on. You got to hold to what you want from God. This is no plaything. This devil, you can see this devil ain't playing. Hallelujah. Finally, I thought, in Ferguson, I was so happy to see things kind of, you know, the men of God. Hallelujah. I know they waking up. God said, hallelujah, he's going to do something with the men. He promised us, hallelujah, to bring the heart of the fathers back to the sons. I believe that. I believe God going to do something in our nation. But it's got to start in our homes. It got to start with our fathers. It got to start right now. Praise you. It's got to start. Hallelujah. You got to go back to having your altars. You got to teach your children the word. Hallelujah. You got to pray for them. You got to lay your hands on them like Jacob did and bless them. Praise God. You got to pray for your children before they walk out that door. You should pray for your kids before they walk out the door. Amen. We prayed every day. We was up on that hill. I don't know who told me that, but you know, you got the Holy Ghost, he'll tell you. But my children, when we walked that door, we prayed. I laid my hands up on them. We prayed. We didn't walk out in the world thinking the world gonna keep us. We prayed. Something about prayer. Don't let the devil tell you he don't hear your prayer. Yes, he do. Yes, God hears your prayer. And not only that, he bottles them up. Did you know the Bible say that the children, that the saints of the Lord, their prayers are bottled up. And their tears are bottled. Praise the Lord. And when this thing come down, God got his time. Somebody was asking, why do God let this happen? I'm telling you, God ain't going to try to, you know, God don't take man like he no puppet. Man has a choice. He's got a choice. You hear me what I'm saying? Man has a choice. You got a choice. I got a choice. It's up to us. Nothing is going to make you. Don't think that ain't going to make you. I'm not going to say God don't give you certain things in your life. But when it all winds down, it's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice. You push in, it's going to be your choice. I say if you sit there, it's going to be your choice. Hallelujah. But then he'll give you life. God is so good. I've seen devils live till they get 100. Honestly. Been the biggest devil and they be 100 years old. And the good person be done died off. That's God. Waiting on their soul. He don't want to see nobody lost. Listen, if God is what people say or think, this thing would have been over years ago. You think that he's smiling when he see all this crap going on? When he done told us what to do in the Bible and we doing everything opposite? Huh? Let me tell you something else too. Saints of God, this is an hour you can't get friendly with sin. I should have had an elf in there. You can't get friendly with sin. I don't care if it's your uncle, your cousin, your mama, your daddy. You got to stand against sin. Praise the Lord. The unrighteousness of man, you got to stand against it. I'm not going to say you going, you know, to pray. No, but you got to stand against it. You can't say, well, they so nice. I know they living together, but they said this is so sweet. Ain't nobody so sweet going to hell. How are they sweet? You know, it's the devil. It is the devil. You hear me? I don't care who. It's the devil. God is against sin. God hates sin. And he said you got to hate what he hates. If you don't hate what he hates, you ain't got no God in you. Because God hates sin. Amen. And I pray to the Lord, the pulpits will be full of fire. What people will come up here trembling. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to hell. You know, this man named Jonathan Edwards, y'all maybe don't know him. Some of us know, have heard about him. Well, he prayed. I got his message off the line. He preached a message. You ever heard of Jonathan Edwards? You ever heard of Jonathan Edwards? He preached a message, and they say he preached in one tongue. But when he got through preaching, that altar was filled. And he didn't preach about nobody getting no new car. He didn't preach about nobody getting a new rug. He preached about you going to hell if you don't get right. He preached hell so until they got scared. Hallelujah. People were shaking in their seats. We need some pastors, some preachers. It may not be, I don't know who it's going to be. But God's going to raise up some ministers that's going to get people to the altar for their souls. That's what we need. I said, that's what we need. I'm not helping you if you're going to hell and I don't tell you. How is that loving you? No. That's a trick. It's a trick. Hallelujah, Jesus. When this man came to Jesus and asked, good master, what can I do to be saved? He said, keep the commandments. Well, he said, I've kept all them all my life. A lot of people, you know, they keep things. They keep good folks. Good folks. He said, but one thing you lack. Sell everything you got and give to the poor. Oh, no, he didn't want to do that. He thought, now, wait a minute. That ain't in the commandments. No, he said, it is love your neighbor as you do yourself. And he walked away. Did Jesus run after? Did he run? Come on now. Y'all ever read it? Did he run after him? Say, wait a minute now. You're so sweet. You say you done kept the other one. I give you some kudos for that. God is a righteous God. And around his throne, every 24 hours, all around the throne, they call holy. Holy, holy, there is no darkness going to be in heaven. There is no sin is going to be in heaven. There is nothing that's unrighteous, unclean that's going to be there. Only those that have been washed by the blood of Jesus and cleansed in his blood is going to be there. I want to tell you, I'm not telling you to mistreat people, but I'm telling you got to be against sin. You can't be friendly with sin. And I see it in this generation. Because so much of it is going on. So much of it is going on. We accept it. Because it's in this place or it's in that place. But God ain't pleased. I'm going to tell you something. God ain't pleased with it. It ain't doing nothing but taking saints away from God. That's all it's doing. And people can't live righteous because they're petting on sin. Leave that alone. Turn to 1 Timothy 1, please. I'm almost through. P-U-S-H, push. Be steadfast. S. H. Hold on. Have holding faith. Turn to 1 Timothy 1, 17 through 19. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Timothy. God is on the throne. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. He was someone that Paul had won in the gospel. According to the prophecies which befall you on thee, and that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. But I'm going to tell you, Timothy, you need to hold on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because some people that I ministered to, they didn't. You make shipwreck when you don't do what God tells us to do. You're not doing anything good when you try to change God and change him around and change the word around. The word is going to be the word till you die. I say the word is going to stand till you die. Amen. Because the Bible say the word is going to stand forever when everything else gives way. The word is going to be standing. We need to keep the word. And I'm afraid we've gotten away from doing what God has told us to do. And I've been asking God, you ask him too, Lord, help me. Forgive us our debts. I haven't forgot about the sin, the transgression, the iniquity. That's a good lesson. But I'm going to tell you something. We need to ask God to forgive us for some of the things. And if we have, you know, kind of wavered a little, or wavered a little. Hallelujah. It's easy to waver in this generation. It's easy because, you know, people just people in some kind. I mean, they're good. The people are kind. They're good. I've met some people that ain't right, but they're good. They're nice people. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that they're right. Praise the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking about. Listen. Be steadfast and unmovable. Be always abounding in God's work, in God's word, in what he's telling us to do. You know, I know it's not the thing, you know, now for this generation. You know, you talk to people, they say, I'm saved. I go to church. I've been baptized. You don't know how to, who to talk to now because everybody's saved. But unless you've been born again, unless you've been changed by the power of God, you're not saved. There ain't no half saved, a little bit saved, no saved 20 years ago. No. We got to pull in and we got to push. We got to be patient and we got to wait on God. And we got to stand on his word. Children of God, stand on the word of God. Don't let the world let you fluctuate. I'm not saying treat people wrong. No, don't do that. Love people. Love your enemies and love people. But don't love their sin. Don't fall in love with their sin. Because you're going to get in trouble if you do. You know, I say you're going to get in trouble if you do. Speak the truth at all times. Let people, you know what you stand for. You stand for the truth, be truthful. You know, don't be, because they don't believe it that way. People are getting where they don't believe nothing. I'm talking about church folks. You know, you have people come to your, you know, come to see you, church people. You can't even have a conversation with them. It's pitiful. It's very few people you can hold a conversation with about God. And they go to church every Sunday. Hello? It's terrible. The enemy is, no, he don't have but a little time left. He knows that. He knows it. And y'all getting ready to get mad at me now. I know he knows that he ain't got but a little time left. So he tricks the saints with the games. Amen. And y'all put me out if you want to. You can't put me out because you didn't hire me. Oh, yeah. We know more about the games than we know about anything. Amen. You start talking to people, you talking something really righteous there. Yeah, do you know who beat the so-and-so? I said, good Lord. Something going on, children of God. Well, you just too, somebody said, you be too holy, you can't even be earthly. Well, I'll just be what I am and you be what you are. Okay? Don't be talking about me because this is what I want to be. I want to be what God say to be. I ain't never see Jesus or Paul or none of them acting crazy. Amen. Children of God, this thing got us so... Honestly. We got our minds on it. Don't let no the main game be playing. What is that? The big whatever it is. If we come to church that day, I hope the preacher hurry up. Because it's only 2 o'clock and I got to be there when they strike that first ball. Did you get the stuff? Do you got the popcorn? Do you got the sandwiches? And do you got? People don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you something. You let this thing sweep you up. You're going to be swept up and you're going to miss. You're going to miss. And then when things come, you get in trouble that you can't get out of. Then you call it. Don't be calling me. You don't disobey. Now you call and want me to pray and fast for you 20 days. No. No. Amen. Amen. You need to keep the word. We need to I can see people slipping off into stuff. It's terrible. Things that we just did not do back yonder. We didn't. We didn't do that kind of stuff. But we do it now. Do it now, and it's part of the ministers be preaching. I heard a man, he was preaching a good message. I mean, just really preaching good. And then he jumped on the who won something. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, geez, what that got to do with it? You know, just like it changed the whole, you know, because he was anointed. He was really preaching. And all of a sudden, he jumps on that. I said, this devil really got us going. You think the devil going to come? Don't think he got horns and a picket fork and a tail. Everybody look. Now, some of y'all ain't going to like me from now on, but I like y'all. You still got to speak to me, treat me nice, or you ain't saved. Praise the Lord. Let us stand. Let's push. Say push.
Push.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let's push, honey. We got to push this. It's going to take something to get this thing done. It's going to take something. You ain't going to get this thing done, not in this particular generation, and just lollygag. Uh-uh. You going to have to push. No, it's just too much going on. You just, you know, too much vying for your time. Have to work, but it's so much vying for the time of us now. You know, we got to do this, we got to do that, we can't do this, man. We're pushed out of measure. Let us pray one for another, the Lord to help us, that help us, oh my God, help us to push in, to pull in and do what God wants us to do. I said, to do what God wants us to do. Do what you know to do. Don't tack on nothing that you didn't have. Because sometimes you tack on something. Well, everybody else doing it. Everybody else ought to be on their way to hell, too. Or into something they ain't got no been getting into. That's why people are so weak. You know, because we don't do what God tells us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need prayer after this? I don't know if anybody want no prayer. Especially you men. I know y'all mad with, but hey, y'all better do something different. Shoot. These coals is really something else. Give me that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Need some music right now.